Insider.
An in-depth preview of the week.
Shotty scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Here's the voice of the Panthers,
Doug Plagans.
Welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. Panthers closing out a homestand tonight. 6 o'clock face-off against the Colorado Avalanche. We're on the air with Panthers Preview beginning at 5:30, but we'd love to see you out at FLA Live Arena. And again, you can get your tickets at floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com, or by calling the friendly folks at 954-835. Puck Panthers and the defending Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche tonight. You don't want to miss it. The Avs only come to town once a season during the regular season, so we hope to see you out there. And after this, I know the Panthers have a really home-heavy rest of the regular season, but on the road for 4 straight after this one tonight. So make sure you get out there tonight and check out Panthers live and in person against Colorado. The road trip, by the way, lines up like this. The Panthers will be in Minnesota, 8 Eastern on Monday, in St. Louis, 8 Eastern on Tuesday, in Washington. That's a huge game in the wild card race Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern. The Panthers wrap up the trip, 2 o'clock Eastern, a matinee game in Nashville a week from today. So that's how the upcoming road trip lines up. The Panthers will play tonight at home against Colorado. As we look ahead here to this edition of the Panthers Insider Show, coming up in just a moment, we will have highlights from a couple of Panthers wins coming out of the All-Star break. The Panthers have won their last 3 games. They're surging closer to a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. We'll talk about that big win Monday over Tampa Bay and a victory on Thursday over the San Jose Sharks. Panthers looking to finish off the homestand on a high note tonight against Colorado. So the Panthers have won 3 in a row. We'll look back at the week that was with highlights. We'll also hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice and Panthers veteran Eric Staal. They spoke after practice yesterday as the Panthers prepare for tonight's matchup against Colorado. They look back at that win over San Jose, so we'll hear from them coming up in a moment. Later on in the hour, a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Carter Verhaeghe of the Panthers joined Jamison Oliva and me on this week's edition of the Territory Talk podcast. You can find that wherever you listen to your podcasts. And an exciting guest coming up in segment number 2 from the Miami Herald does a great job covering everything sports across South Florida, but really has his eye on the Panthers. And we'll have David Wilson stopping by coming up in segment number 2. So lots to get to here in this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Panthers and the Avs tonight, but let's look back at the week that was. Coming out of the All-Star break, and by the way, thanks to everybody in South Florida and beyond who came out and checked out anything surrounding the All-Star game. And that goes from the events inside the arena to the events outside the arena at the Beach Festival to the festivals locally leading up, the alumni game, everything around the All-Star game. If you were out there, hope you enjoyed it. Sounds like a lot of folks did, and we thank you very much for checking out the events related to the All-Star festivities. Panthers came out of the All-Star break with a big game against their cross-state rivals back on Monday. Here are the highlights as the Panthers beat the Lightning 7-1.
Rink wide to Tkachuk, up to center, takes a shove from Chernak. Tkachuk dumped it in down to our left. Ian Cole up the near side. Chernak gave it away to Tkachuk, into the near circle. Pass in front, shot, score! And it's Carter Verhaeghe! Wasted no time, and the Panthers strike first. This one's going to be kept in by Ekblad off a bounce down behind the net. Tkachuk. Tkachuk in the trapezoid, back in front. Batted out in front, he scores off the iron and in! And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead. Sam Bennett set up perfectly. He puts it off the post and in. Panthers into the neutral zone. Bennett over the Tampa Bay line. Right side, it's Verhaeghe. Pulls up inside the line, top of the circle. Shot, it's loose. Dude, that they score. Tkachuk on the rebound. Got a piece of it. And the Panthers are back up by a pair. It's 3-1. Verhaeghe able to grab it. Out to the point. It's Montour. Wines fires. Tip, they score. And the Panthers take a 4-1 lead. Montour let it rip from the line. And that one looked like it changed course on the way. The Panthers have a 4-1 lead, and Etuluosta Renan may have been the one who got that last bit of contact on the puck.
This one goes all the way down to our left. Vasilevsky well out of the net to play it.
Flings around, gave it away. Side of the net, they score. Eric Staal intercepted it from Vasilevsky behind the net, and he's able to jam it home. It's 5-1 Panthers.
Moritz Kucherov pokes it ahead, and it's gloved down by Tkachuk as he intercepts near circle, walks in, pass in front, a shot, and they score.
And it's Carter Verhaeghe burying his second of the night, and the Panthers take a 6-1 lead.
Panthers continue to work it around. Ekblad straight onto the line. Looks to Bennett, top of the near circle. Down low, tipped, and they score! And it's Tkachuk at the side of the net with the redirection. He's one of the best in the business doing that. And he's able to redirect it upstairs. 7-1. Panthers a power play goal. And it's an onslaught tonight. That'll do it. The final seconds tick away. And the Panthers, in the first game back from the break, a convincing 7-1 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning here tonight. So the Panthers, a blowout victory over their cross-state rivals. And what a win this was here tonight. Matthew Tkachuk leading the way offensively. Sergei Bobrovsky was brilliant. And for Paul Maurice, his 800th victory as a National Hockey League head coach. Congratulations to him on that milestone. So the Panthers get a convincing victory here tonight. 7-1, Panthers take care of the Lightning tonight.
That was Monday at FLA Live Arena. That made it back-to-back wins for the Panthers. They went into Thursday against San Jose looking for a third straight win. They ended up coming out on top by a 4-1 final. Here are the highlights as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Reinhart drags it out from behind the goal. Pass out of the far circle, but a poke check applied around center by Barabanov. Knocked it away. Second chance, Panthers work it in. Here's Reinhart, right circle, walks in, shot, and he scores! And this game is tied. Sam Reinhart makes it 1-1. Scott Harrington will fling it back in for the Sharks over to the far boards. Ekblad pounds it along, got the clear. Erik Karlsson backed up for San Jose, gave it away in front. A chance, Louis Durinen tipped, and they score! And it's Sam Reinhart in front, and the Panthers have a 2-1 lead. Barabanov to Karlsson again. He gave it away at center ice. Louis Durinen to Erik Staal. Down he goes to our left. Erik Staal in the empty net. He scores! And it's 3-1 Panthers. 1:39 to play in the third. Erik Staal gives the Panthers the two-goal lead. Back to Meyer, to the near circle, Barabanov. He'll look to Karlsson. It's broken up. Here's Erik Staal with a chance. Back the other way against the empty net. Erik Staal, a shot. He scores! Erik Staal on the empty net. It's 4-1 Panthers with 1:05 to go in period number three. Two empty netters for Erik Staal. Kakinen will keep it alive. Picked up by Tierney here in the near circle. Tierney to the line. Mark Staal there. Mark Staal, Tierney, the horn sounds. That's it for this one. The Panthers have won three straight. A 4-1 win tonight over the San Jose Sharks. And the Panthers stay hot.
A third straight win for the Panthers. And then going into yesterday's practice, the Panthers obviously feeling good, having won three in a row, getting ready for tonight's game against the Colorado Avalanche. Again, this after practice yesterday, asked Paul Maurice about that win over San Jose. Panthers had to grind that one out. They did a great job manufacturing offense at times when it looked like the Sharks weren't giving them much. Here's what Paul Maurice had to say about the win Thursday against the Sharks.
I think there's a whole bunch of things come into play last game. So from their end, they come off beating Pittsburgh and Tampa, and they're at the peak of their game. It's as well as they've played all year, I think. And we come off a big emotional win right against Tampa. So I thought that first period we were behind the game a little bit. But a lot of that was they were really good. But we figured out a way to right that ship and get back to our game. After Reinhart scored his first goal, we were much stronger. And I think every team is different. Every game is a little bit different. And we all have the game. Everybody will tell you, we got to play our game. But you have to manage your game, and you have to adapt to the other team's style. I thought we did that very well after the Reinhart goal. We were pretty strong.
How exciting was it to see the way it unfolded there at the end with Erik Staal really being the catalyst to close it out?
Well, what I really liked about it is the most pressure-filled part of the game, your penalty kill, wasn't even remotely tentative, and they were very, very aggressive, right? And it takes some courage to do that. He's a big part of it. Been in the league a long time. He rises to those kind of occasions. And, I know he's closing in on a good friend of his in terms of career goals, so it was good for him to get to and close that gap a little bit.
Looking at a matchup tomorrow against a team that's probably going to be coming in here a little bit angry. What do you expect from the matchup tomorrow?
Well, they played really well going into the break, and kind of they've suffered an awful lot of injuries this year and stayed around. Their elite players are still elite players, and they transition the puck and they skate in tremendous speed. So we'll get back to fast. It won't look like last night's game. You'll play against a team that can finish on the opportunities they get, but in transition you should be able to generate some on your own.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there as he talks about tonight's game against the Colorado Avalanche. And also yesterday after practice, caught up with Panthers forward Eric Staal, who's got 3 goals over the last 2 games, helped close that one out Thursday against San Jose. Here's what he said after practice yesterday as far as being able to grind out that Thursday win against the Sharks.
I think as the season progresses and it gets later in the year, for sure, before playoffs, that's usually how it's going to go. It's going to be tighter. It's going to be competitive. Everybody's in different situations. And for us, we're best for points right now. And, I thought the Sharks came out real fast. They were aggressive. They were on us pretty quick. And we didn't panic. We stayed within ourselves and got better as the game went on and ultimately came out with it. So it was a good win for us, and we got to follow it up against a great test tomorrow.
How would you assess the confidence of the group overall? You guys have won 3 in a row here at a big time, and you have a ton of home games. Now you have a road trip coming up, but you do have a ton of home games overall here down the stretch.
Yeah, we got to be homers for sure. We gotta love being in this building. We got to enjoy coming to the rink and coming to play and coming to try and win games because, it's going to be huge for us. Obviously, the rest of the way, we got a lot of home games coming up. Obviously, it starts with tomorrow, but you got to win those games when you're at home. It's a great building to play in. It's tough for teams coming in here. We got to make sure that stays that way, and we'll be ready for tomorrow.
Eric Staal right there. That was after practice yesterday. As now we turn the page, Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche tonight, 6 o'clock, 5:30 Panthers preview on the radio network, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Hope to see you out at FLA Live Arena. Coming up this evening again, a 6 p.m. puck drop, Panthers and the defending Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche. Important game for both teams. That's going to be a theme moving forward. Coming up on this road trip, Panthers are going to see a few teams that are in desperation mode as well. So the games are going to get more and more magnified every single night. Big one tonight, Panthers and the Avalanche. We'll step aside. We'll come back later on in the show. Carter Verhaeghe, a cut from that conversation on the most recent episode of Territory Talk. But straight ahead, David Wilson from the Miami Herald talking all things Panthers. That's going to be on the other side of the break. Doug Plagans with you. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always. Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche tonight, 6 o'clock faceoff, 5:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. So we invite you to join us for that. Panthers and the defending Stanley Cup champions right here tonight. And then it's on the road for 4 straight for the Panthers, beginning Monday night in Minnesota, Tuesday in St. Louis, big game Thursday on the road against the Washington Capitals. And then Panthers finish out the road trip a week from today, an afternoon game in Nashville. So that's how the upcoming schedule lines up for the Panthers. Lots to get to going off of that and going off the Panthers' current 3-game win streak that they bring into tonight's game. Joined now by David Wilson from the Miami Herald. David, thanks for stopping by here this morning. And, well, first, the Panthers on a 3-game win streak for the first time this season. And, well, credit to them, they kept themselves in striking distance despite not having a 3-game win streak till right now. But I guess looking at this 3-game win streak, what have you seen maybe click here over these last few?
The last couple especially, it's hard, it's weird to think of it a 3-game winning streak when the first one was that Boston game right before the break. But at least in these last two, which I think you can kind of draw some conclusions from, Bob's been awesome, which I think is kind of starts everything. And, the Sharks are obviously one of the worst teams in the league, but the Panthers beating them without Alexander Barkov, not a given, considering how bad they've been at times this year without Barkey. So I think it starts with Bob, and then I think you do see a lot of the same things we saw in that January where the team was kind of got on a roll a little bit. Obviously, no 3-game winning streaks there, but taking 2 out of every 3 basically for a little while there, at least getting games to overtime. Just feels like they kind of like have found their identity a little bit where, they're never, obviously last year they were up and down. That was the whole idea. They obviously scaled that way back, but you still see it from time to time. Even in that Sharks game, the first goal, nothing's going for them early on. They finally get Reinhardt in transition. They still can kind of pick their spots there, which I think has been a good sign. But I mean, ultimately, it starts with Bob. They don't win that game against the Sharks if Bob isn't awesome, probably.
And that seems to be just, I guess, looking at the whole league right now, it all starts from the back outward. And David Wilson from the Miami Herald here with us. You've got a story dropping in the Miami Herald today. Actually, at the time of this, it looks like it's already dropped in the paper today. Papers are out all over the area, so go check it out. But you got a story out today about Sergei Bobrovsky. What'd you take away from chatting with him here as the Panthers get ready to make a final push here for a playoff spot this season?
Well, I think just looking, he's been, you know, obviously the last couple games are going to get a lot of the attention. Really, the last month plus has been really good. But even going back to the middle of December, there was a game he replaced Spencer Knight in Winnipeg halfway through a game. And since then, he's been just rock solid. He's been, you know, maybe not the $10 million man, but he's been at least a, you know, well above average starting NHL goalie. So it's you know, it's a small sample size, but it's not. At this point, it's a pretty extended stretch for him. And coming out of the break, Paul Maurice said the plan is basically, you know, they wanted to split guys in net through January. It didn't happen because of all the injuries. They had that really, you know, 11 games in 19 days, I think it was what the number was. Wanted to split guys there. Didn't happen because of the injuries. But the plan was always to let a guy come out and grab it out of the break. And I think you're seeing that with Bob right now. Since January 6th, he's got a 925 save percentage. Goal against average is right around 2.6. Like, he's been the guy that they need him to be. And they need him to be it because when you pay a goalie $10 million and eating up 10% of your cap, obviously you're going to, you're sacrificing in other places. And we saw the defense losing Mackenzie Weegar in the trade in the offseason. Didn't really have a way to replace him. You're paying your goalie $10 million to basically be your defense for you and or be a huge part of your defense. And right now he's a part of the game that was a weakness for this team all year long. I think their bottom 10 in goals allowed has started to kind of tick back toward. It doesn't need to be their strength. Their strength is always going to be offense, but it needs to be at least like kind of average, and he's getting them back there.
David Wilson, Miami Herald, here with us today. And, well, looking back in the middle of the three-game win streak, because as you mentioned, the first game on this win streak was actually before the All-Star break.
But it was so long ago.
It was, but at the same time, I guess a two-part question. Before we get into talking All-Star festivities, that win against Boston, when it happened, did you feel like that was some kind of a shift, some kind of a turning point? And now, as things have unfolded, I guess at least here in the immediate, in this immediate time, it seems like that really did really just change something for this Panthers team. It really altered the mojo a little bit.
Yeah, it's hard to know how much it like actually springboarded them out of the break, right? There's 8 days off between that. It's hard to say, you know, they would have been really bummed if they had gone and I think it would have been 4 out of 5 losses to end the go into the break after they were so good in January. That would have been a, you know, a little deflating.
And they were 48 seconds away from
coming
up empty-handed.
Yeah, but I mean, the real difference is you basically steal 2 points from, like, you know, obviously the best team in the league. They've actually played Boston very well this year, beating them a couple times. But, you know, at this point, we're scoreboard watching now, right, for these last 28 games of the season. Every one of those points matters. And they went from, like you said, 0 points, and it wouldn't have been, like, the end, right? But it would have been a pretty big blow for after how good January was. The Panthers have played a lot more games than a lot of teams they're chasing to just come up empty-handed there. Instead, they get through that. Alex Lyon had to start 6 games. I mean, you go 3-3 there, like, it's hard to ask for much more. So I think it's just a game that they probably should have lost, and you get 2 points out. How many games have they had this year where they probably should have won and got no points? So it starts to even it out a little bit, and I just think, just from a pure wins and losses standpoint, it's huge, no matter whether you think it was actually a big momentum piece going into the All-Star break.
Yeah, it looks like it certainly did something for the team. And as far as the All-Star break is concerned, you're around, you witnessed firsthand a lot of what went on around the All-Star festivities, from the events that happened inside FLA Live Arena to the events that happened outside to the lead-up locally that took place. It was a great showcase of South Florida, and a lot of great players came here. Obviously, seemed like fans and media alike, everybody had a great time. What'd you take away from all the pageantry of the All-Star week?
Yeah, I mean, not a bad recruiting event, right? I mean, the Panthers, it's not like they have a ton of cap space to work with to go and sign some of these All-Star free agents, but, like, I mean, Matthew Tkachuk talked about it. I talked to Matt Caldwell, CEO of the Panthers, ahead of the All-Star break, talked about it. Like, they want to show it off, not just to, like, the league itself, but they want to show it off to the players who are coming into town. Pretty good place to play. There was a time not that long ago when who wanted to come to Florida, right? I think it's turned into a destination franchise in some ways. You know, probably not still to the level of some of the huge market teams, but definitely has turned into a destination franchise in some regards. They showed it off. I think the NHL seemed to be very pleased with it. You know, it had been 20 years since Florida hosted an All-Star game. Obviously, everyone's trying to get in and host them every year, but I think Florida would love to host it again sooner than 20 years from now. And, yeah, I wrote about it after talking to Gary Bettman on the day of the game. Florida wants to get an outdoor game down here, and there have been reports that it could be up in Raymond James in Tampa. I know Marlins Park has been kind of a location bandied about. When you prove you can host an All-Star game, that, like, they have the infrastructure here to host bigger events. We'll see how the weather holds up if they ever host an outdoor game, but I think they kind of proved that, like, they can hold a big event like this, that the city gets interested. They're good. You know, game was sold out, obviously. Good turnout, like, out at the beach. I was out mm-hmm. there for the splash shot that day. The place was packed. Yeah, I wasn't at all, like, the Coral Springs event and the Sunrise, the festivals, but from what I heard, great.
It was great, yeah, I was out there for
the alumni game was packed. Like, they proved that this is, you know, it's not a hockey town like Toronto is, but it's got enough of a hockey community down here where you can sell these big events. And we know Florida's a big event town, too. South Florida's a big event town, too.
And Toronto's got the event next year. Going to look a little different. Yeah. Toronto in January and February,
Players were like, I don't know if it's going to be quite as good. But, I mean, it'll be different up there, obviously. But I think there's eight teams in Canada, right, in the NHL?
Seven.
I think those people were happy to spend a weekend in South Florida.
Yeah, I think everybody enjoyed themselves. Two quick ones here before we let you get going today. But you have your finger on the pulse of all things sports in South Florida. You cover a little bit of everything at the Miami Herald. And looking at the season Matthew Tkachuk's put together here, his first season down here in South Florida, what he's done in terms of production for the Panthers, what he did at the All-Star festivities, not just representing the Panthers around all the mm-hmm. events, but also taking home MVP honors at the event. How can you describe the way that he's made his mark on this sports scene here in this region?
Well, I'll make a comparison. He reminds me of that first year of Jimmy Butler, where Jimmy comes in and to the Heat, and that was obviously that ended up being the COVID year. They go to the bubble, and they get all the way to the finals. And obviously they're both, you know, probably on that short list of 10 or so best players in the league.
And they both play with an edge.
And yes, that was my next point. They both play with the edge, and they, like, totally shifted the culture. You know, I know the Heat talks Heat culture, and they went and got Jimmy because they thought he fit that culture, but that was a team that, like, didn't have a direction, right? They had Bam Adebayo was young. They had some good role players, but Jimmy came in, and that team was, like, having kind of fun with the way that he's kind of, like, can be a jerk a little bit, and they embraced that, and that obviously is something the Panthers, when they went and got Matthew Tkachuk, talked a lot about, that they wanted to bring that edge to mm-hmm. Florida, because, you know, as good as Jonathan Huberdeau and Alexander Barkov and Aaron Ekblad are, those guys are, they're a different type of guy than Matthew Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk is, I don't want to say he's one of a kind, because I think Brady Tkachuk is pretty similar too, but he's a unique personality. And I think the personality-wise, they kind of match up where they play with the same style, and then obviously skill-wise, we'll see if the Panthers can get into the playoffs and make a run. You know, that Heat team was a 5 seed, I think, that year. So it's not like they were set the world on fire in the regular season either that season.
So last one here for you. David Wilson, Miami Herald here with us. Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche tonight. Now, the Avalanche, they're coming in on the heels of a tough loss across the state a couple of nights ago. The Panthers, of course, on their first 3-game win streak of the season. But the Panthers going on the road for 4 straight. So it doesn't feel the same as that Boston game did, but no. It sort of resembles it a little bit, because you get the sense that a win tonight over Colorado would really go a long way. What do you expect from the matchup tonight, because you've got a Panthers team that's going to be trying to keep that good feeling going. You got an Avalanche team that's probably going to come in with some serious jump early. I'd imagine coming off a tough loss in Tampa, they're going to be motivated.
Yeah, I guess the big question is Alexander Barkov going to suit up tonight. That would make a huge difference, obviously. Although that top line without him did contribute both of Florida's goals, other than the empty netters, on on Thursday. If he plays, like you said, I, a loss to the defending champion at home when you're on, you know, it's going to happen sometimes, right? Like, that's a good team. You lose to a good team sometimes. But a win, as you said, would go a long way. I think the Panthers, like, I know across sports people say they're not watching scoreboards, but the Panthers have kind of, like, said they're scoreboard watching all of
them. Don't really have a choice right now.
They're paying attention to it. They know that every win matters. And a win like this, like I said, not crippling if you lose, but would, like you said, would go a long way if they win. I mean, all of a sudden you could be, the games played are in Florida's favor right now, where they've played more than a lot of teams are chasing. But, like, they could theoretically be back in a playoff spot just in terms of sheer volume of points by the end of the day today.
And at the end of the day, it's that number of points that matters the most in the standings. David Wilson, Miami Herald, kind enough to stop by this morning on the Panthers Insider Show. Thank you very much for your time. And, of course, we will see you out at the rink tonight. Tell all the folks out there where they can find you and all the info that you provide.
You can follow me on Twitter at DBWilson2 for as long as Twitter exists. And subscribe to the Miami Herald, or at least read the stuff. Click on our stories. You can check that out, MiamiHerald.com. Got Panther stories pretty much every day. So,
and he's got a story on Sergei Bobrovsky in today's paper. So go check that out. Pick it up wherever you pick up your newspapers, or, of course, read it online. Lots of different ways to consume it. David Wilson, Miami Herald, kind enough to stop by this morning. We thank you very much for your time, folks. Panthers and the Avalanche tonight, 6 o'clock faceoff at FLA Live Arena, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Panthers on the road for four straight after this one, beginning on Monday in Minnesota. The Panthers will visit the Western Conference cities they haven't been to yet on this trip. So that's what lies ahead for the Panthers. Coming up next, a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I had a chance to sit down with Panthers forward the red hot Carter Verhaeghe. That's coming up on the other side of the break. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. Big thanks, David Wilson from the Miami Herald, for stopping by their last segment. Lots of great stuff, great insight as well as far as the Panthers lately, the three-game win streak, the All-Star festivities, everything else, talking all things Panthers their last segment. Big thanks to David Wilson for stopping by. And Panthers will have the Colorado Avalanche on the schedule tonight, 6 o'clock, 5:30. We're on the air with Panthers preview, but we'd love to see you out at FLA Live Arena, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets for tonight's game and all the other Panthers action coming up this season. Panthers have a really home-heavy rest of the regular season schedule. Great chance for them to make a push into a playoff spot with a lot of games on home ice, so we hope to see you out there often throughout the rest of the regular season. But this week on the Territory Talk podcast, which, by the way, Territory Talk, the official podcast of the Panthers, presented by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. You can find it, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, or wherever you find your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, just to name a couple of the platforms. But this week on Territory Talk, Jameson Olive and I were joined by Panthers forward Carter Verhaeghe. Want to get to a cut from that? Let's dive right into that conversation.
All right, well, Carter Verhaeghe joining us here on Territory Talk once again. Great to have you back. And, well, first things first, coming off a break here, how refreshed is everybody coming off the All-Star break?
Yeah, I mean, everyone was excited to go. It's nice to see a fully healthy lineup and, I mean, get things rolling with a big win, too. I mean, it was, it's been nice.
And, Carter, I got to ask. So we chose to get you on this show. We asked for you a couple days ago. So before you had your big game against the Lightning, we're not just jumping on that. But the reason we asked, so we were going through guys' Instagrams just to see what everyone did for the break.
Yeah.
And I think you might have had the best break out of all the guys based on your photos posted. So going through the Bahamas, I mean, there was horses, there was sea turtles, there was pigs. Before we get to hockey, take us a little bit through your vacation and your little recharge there.
Yeah, I mean, went to the Bahamas, me and my girlfriend, and we had a great time. I mean, did a bunch of stuff. So we went to a different kind of island or whatever, and it's cool driving golf cart around and riding some horses and relax on the beach. It was a beautiful beach, one of the most beautiful I've ever seen. So,
are you a horse riding guy, or would you they just throw you on a horse and you went for it?
It was my first time I've ever done it.
Really?
Yeah, so I wanted to do it. Yeah.
Any nerves at all?
Yeah, I was a little nervous. I mean, but once you get on, it's pretty
chill. Horse knows what to do, probably.
Yeah, exactly. The horse has done it a million times.
Yeah, so. What better place to give that a try and then just to disconnect and not be around the rink for a few days, I'm sure, to take your mind off it, off hockey, as much as everybody loves the game, probably helps.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it was much needed. We had a tough stretch in January and on the road, and I mean, cold weather. I mean, it was just nice to relax, get some sun, and just take it easy. You know, we've been going crazy, so it was nice.
Did you bump into anyone else? I know a lot of guys go to the Bahamas.
No, I think I went to a separate island. It's called Harbor Island. I don't know if you heard of it. Kind of away from some of the guys went to Nassau. Mm-hmm. So like
you went to the off the beaten trail a little bit.
Yeah, off the beaten trail. Yeah, so it was kind of cool.
And just on that, how much do you actually shut off? Do you look at anything hockey during that? Are you opening? Do you have the NHL app? Are you looking at scores? Do you follow the All-Star game? Or are you completely kind of removed from hockey for a couple of days?
I was completely removed.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't want to look at it. I mean, I just took it off, shut off my phone from hockey, and just enjoyed my time, and it was kind of nice. It kind of made me feel like I was gone for a month, so I was excited to get back at it, kind of thing.
Do you actually feel that? I mean, going into the break, how you feel coming back that first day, your body, like, is it noticeable?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, it was like all the pains and sore, like kind of nagging things you had going in that you're trying to maintain, and we haven't really had a break since training camp. Yeah. I mean, it's Christmas break, I guess, but I mean, even Christmas break, you're doing a bunch of stuff with family.
Yeah, it's short, yeah.
And it was pretty short, so yeah, it was nice just to kind of just relax and do nothing. I mean, yeah, didn't work out, didn't do anything. I mean,
that's the best.
Yeah.
And a couple things on that. Obviously, the time to disconnect is going to be valuable no matter what. But that last game before the break, the Boston game, was a full-on roller coaster of emotions, the way that one played out. And you guys were less than a minute away from coming away from that one empty-handed, end up winning it, getting the 2 points in overtime. How much better did you feel during that time off because you guys ended on a high note pre-All-Star break compared to if you had fallen in that game by a 3-2 score, which was what could have happened there for a minute?
Yeah, I think in that game we deserved what we got. Mm. I think we deserved it. But, I mean, yeah, going into the break with a win and coming back with a win is definitely huge for our confidence, our team. Like, these points are really important too. And, I mean, yeah, it made it a lot easier just to kind of go relax and have some fun.
And that schedule that you guys played leading up, I mean, now you guys are in a pretty good spot schedule-wise with so much time on home ice coming up down the stretch. As Paul Maurice said, though, you guys paid for it there the last couple of months with how much you were on the road. But at the same time, how much did that grind? For example, in January, you had that stretch, I believe, from the 6th to the 24th of January where you guys were in 10 different cities in less than 3 weeks. How much of a purpose did that serve, though, for allowing you guys to kind of find a rhythm? Because you guys started playing some of your best hockey during what a lot of people would have thought was going to be one of your toughest stretches.
Yeah, I think it kind of bonded us together. And I think during that time, we were playing a lot of road games and a lot of time together with all the guys and everything. And I think our team kind of came and had an identity throughout, kind of developed an identity for what we want to be and how we want to play. And I think that was the biggest thing. And we took away from it. We got a lot of good results. And I mean, it was a lot of fun just being away with the guys and kind of developing an identity.
And these two things kind of go hand in hand, but you've been really hot lately. So the team has as well, 9 goals in your last 9 games. Do you actually feel different in games when you are carrying that hot stick?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, sometimes if it's not going, you get a little frustrated and stuff like that. But I think even this year, I've just been trying to play my game, trying to shoot the puck more. And I mean, the coaches have been really good at telling me what they expect of me and what they want me to do. And when I have that game plan and everything, it's easy to go out on the ice and perform.
Yeah, you still got to pick your spots, but how nice is it just to have a green light every night and have Paul Maurice saying, like, Carter, go out there, shoot the puck?
Yeah, I mean, it's every night. Like, yeah, for sure. They want me shooting the puck, and I mean, it's nice. It kind of helps me kind of focus on certain things as a player and lets my other game kind of be free kind of thing. And it's been awesome so far the last couple. And I mean, my line mates have been great too. I mean, everything, it seems it's been good so far.
Yeah, and I mean, you go from Barkov to now you're playing with Chucky and Benny. 2 assists for Kachuk on your goals against the Lightning. Just what are you kind of finding with him chemistry-wise? Obviously, he's a great goal scorer, but it seems like his playmaking might be even underrated.
Yeah, I think definitely his playmaking's underrated. He holds onto the puck where some guys will throw it away or kind of get rid of the puck, and it's that extra second that something opens up and he makes the play. I mean, every time it seems like when he has the puck, I'm kind of just trying to find open ice and he's finding me, which is great.
For you, I said on the air, the way you're going right now, to you, the net probably looks like it's the size of a soccer net because it just seems like you're feeling it out there. And we've seen you have success down the stretch in the big games. You look back at the Washington series last year, everything like that. But once we head down the stretch, you guys you've been to the playoffs now a handful of times. How does the game change this time of the year, post-All-Star break? You always hear that things tighten up, but as we've seen, your game is suited to adapt to whatever kind of game's being played.
Yeah, I think it's, just little details, I think. That's pretty much how all the good teams win is they're focusing on little details. Everyone's a little harder on you or you don't have as much time and space on the ice. And I mean, I think, yeah, sometimes in those situations, it lets you open up. And sometimes, like, even last night, there wasn't as many power plays and penalty kills. They kind of let you play a little bit, which is kind of nice and lets the flow of the game go.
Do you still like playing against the Lightning? You still have a little extra juice when you have that matchup?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's always fun playing against them. They beat us two times in a row in playoffs, and there's always a bit of juice going in there, and there's always seems to be some altercation or something, which is always a lot of fun, and they're a really good team, and it's fun playing against really good teams.
I feel like every time we got you on the show, it's kind of been at a different point of your career here. Like, right when you first got here, day one, I remember we chatted, and then, you know, after that first season, you know, breakout year, and then, you know, after your contract, it seems like every time you're taking another step, and here you are right now, career high in goals, leaving the team, you know, 30 goals is right there. Just personally, do you ever think, or did you ever think about a ceiling for yourself, or do you just kind of take every year and everything as it comes? Did you think, man, maybe one day I can be a 20-goal scorer, I can be a third liner? Do you just kind of show up every day and see where it takes you?
I think I always know I can do it, and I think I can be better too. I mean, I think there's always I feel like I have a lot of potential in my game, and sometimes I know it's there, and it like makes me a little upset when I'm not don't get to that point, but it's always like, it always seems to be trending up, but there's always ruts and like valleys and whatever in the progression. But I feel like it's always trending up. It's been like that my whole career. Where I get comfortable, it kind of happens. It takes a little more time for me than a lot of guys, but that's what I feel like.
And as your star rises here, so many fans, you become a fan favorite here. I think after the game last night, we posted, you know, go buy Carter Verhaeghe jerseys on the main account because we got them in the store. I see a ton of 23 jerseys these days. I saw a lot at FanFest during All-Star weekend. Is it a little weird now to be a guy that, you know, was, you know, trying to make the lineup a couple years ago to now you look in the stands and there's Verhaeghe signs and Verhaeghe jerseys?
Yeah, I mean, it happened pretty fast. Yeah. I mean, but it's definitely really cool, yeah. When you're at that point, you're just trying to stay in the lineup and trying to contribute every night and do something, and it's the same kind of thing now, but I mean, you're a little more comfortable, and I mean, it's definitely cool to see.
Has anyone ever yelled swaggy at you when you're out, like on Los Solos or anything?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. A couple times, yeah. Swaggy, yeah. Yeah, I get it a lot, actually. Swaggy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be fun, though, right?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's great. We have great fans here. And I mean, yeah, they're all over the place, too. Even this morning, I was going to the coffee shop. I see a Kachuk jersey or whatever on a little kid. It's awesome how hockey has grown here. And I mean, I don't think the fans get enough appreciation here. I think we have a great fan base. But I mean, people don't realize it.
Where were you grabbing coffee?
On the beach, actually. I forget what it's called.
Oh, right. A mom and pop type place?
Yeah.
It was one of the big chains.
I thought you were going to drop Ann's Florist on us. I love Ann's Florist.
Yeah, okay, that place is good too.
I love Ann's. That's great for coffee down there.
Yeah.
For you, I mean, now you're not flying under anybody's radar when you get on the ice now. It seems other teams know what you bring to the table. They know what an offensive threat that you are. But as you worked your way up the ladder, you had to work for every opportunity, and you battled to get from you know each rung up that ladder. Do you take some of that into your day-to-day now? You mentioned a little bit there that mindset of looking to just prove yourself every single day. And like I said, now teams know what you bring to the table, but do you still bring some of that those traits that you developed along your journey to get to where you are?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's what keeps me going a little bit too. I mean, there's so many times in my career where I came to the rink and don't know if I'm playing or whatever and don't know what's going to happen or anything. I don't have confidence and stuff like that. And it just kind of keeps on driving me to be better every day, taking nothing for granted kind of thing. I mean, I've been everywhere. So, I mean, it's kind of just enjoying it every day and working and putting your work in, knowing what you got to do to keep on getting better.
So Carter Verhaeghe joined us this week on the Territory Talk podcast. You can listen to the whole episode, floridapanthers.com/territorytalk, or wherever you get your podcast. Panthers knocking on the door of a playoff spot. They've won three in a row. They've got the Colorado Avalanche at home tonight, 6 o'clock. We'll be on the air with Panthers preview at 5:30. You can catch us on the Florida Panthers Radio Network tonight. We'd love to see you there. floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. As far as that playoff race goes, Buffalo's playing today. The Islanders, the Capitals are playing today. Lots of teams the Panthers are looking at night to night across the NHL scoreboard are in action. The Penguins play late night at Los Angeles. So again, lots of scoreboard watching. A big Panthers game at FLA Live Arena coming up tonight. So it's a big day in the National Hockey League. Big thanks to David Wilson from the Miami Herald for stopping by. Last segment, folks, again, it's the Panthers and the Avalanche tonight. A 6 o'clock face-off at FLA Live Arena, and you can get your tickets at floridapanthers.com, also at ticketmaster.com, or by calling 954-835-PUCK. Thanks for tuning in this morning. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.